Vistara turned to him. The dark side energies here, old and patient, were too familiar for her liking, and she knew she had dropped into her former coldness as she responded.
No, Ben. I think if you refuse to complete the ritual, your lightsaber was taken and given to someone more worthy. I think these lightsabers were left by owners who didn't survive the initiation.
Natua looked at the weapons and grimaced.
To reinforce fear and apprehension,
she said.
Sounds like the Sith for sure. They don't even really take care of their own.
A cold, unhappy pang shot through Vistara, but she kept her expression neutral.
No,
she said.
They don't.
I'm going to make some recordings,
Natua said.
We need to document everything we find.
Vistara and Ben stepped back into the main tunnel to give her room to work.
Hey,
Ben said gently.
You doing okay?
She smiled uncertainly.
For the most part,
she said.
I think I'd honestly prefer to be fighting ship than be down here with all this.
I know. I wish we were. This stuff seriously creeps me out.
Vistara didn't answer. It creeped her out, too, but it also stirred up an unexpected longing. She was between worlds now. She had turned her back on her culture, her people, and their ancient rituals. Soon she would be embraced, she hoped, by the Jedi, and belong to their culture and experience their rituals. But now, she felt adrift. The feeling surprised her, and she found herself reaching for Ben's hand. They stood in silence for a while, hands clasped, until Natua emerged.
Let's keep going,
the Falling said.
This is fascinating and important data to have, but I'd just as soon not linger.
The tunnel curved slightly, and the three of them followed the path, staying alert for any other signs of ancient Sith activity that had survived the eons. There was no more writing on the walls or caverns carved into the stone. There were, however, fragments of old bones, scattered pieces of what was clearly equipment, and an increasing sense of unease as they traveled deeper into the heart of the planet. The bones they examined carefully, some of them turned to dust in their hands, but others remained semi-intact.
Human?
Asked Natua.
Impossible to tell without analyzing them,
Ben said.
We only know of the tiny hallucination-inducing bugs. All kinds of animals could have made this their home over the centuries.
You don't need to protect me, Ben,
Vistara said, and from the quick flush of embarrassed compassion, she knew she was right.
If the Sith left those who had failed where they fell, surely it doesn't matter anymore.
You wouldn't want to, you know, bury them? Or do whatever the Lost Tribe does with their dead?
I'm not a member of the Lost Tribe anymore. And if that Sith's own people didn't care, why should I?
She had intended it to sound as though she wasn't upset. Instead, she knew it came out sounding brutally uncaring, and she frowned a little.
I didn't mean that to sound as harsh as it did.
This place is unsettling us all,
Natua said, smiling kindly.
I think we've learned about all we can without getting hopelessly lost.
It was a white lie. Vistara could sense that Natua wanted to continue for at least a bit more, and was cutting the exploration short in order to make it easier on Vistara.
Please, neither you nor Ben need to coddle me,
Vistara said.
If you want to continue, let's continue. It's better than sitting outside twiddling our thumbs while Luke and the others take down ship. At least we're doing something useful.
She strode forward purposefully, and because they couldn't argue with her logic, Ben and Natua fell in behind her.